Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back to 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Sarah Heiner is here. Settle down. I know. I'm excited too. Settle down. I don't have to stop the car. Sarah is the CEO, second generation, and the daughter and founder of Bottom Line Publications. Bottom Line, Inc. and is the company, and they've got their every other week publication, Bottom Line Personal, which is unbelievable. And then there, of course, their annuals, the Bottom Line Yearbook, and then there's one on health breakthroughs, and there's one for women and all that. It's important stuff, folks, and she's an important person, and we love having her in our life. Sarah Heiner, welcome back.
Well, thank you. I love being with you every month.
It's good to have you here. So, Sarah, we were just talking about email, how to not be stupid in using your email. And now you've got an article in one of the recent Bottom Line Personals on netiquette, not etiquette, but netiquette. And what do you think about that? What's the word there?
Well, it's so funny that you talk about that. You were talking about email, about how not to be stupid in email, which So this netiquette thing kind of goes the high road, right? So it's what happened to basic etiquette and quality communications in our digital land, right? That internet communication, digital communication has become so shorthanded, and your little text,
right.
And you don't even
right.
speak a full sentence, and that we've forgotten please and thank you, and it's degrading our ability to communicate and increasing the number of misunderstandings that occur as a result.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a confession to make. I'm a little bit fussy about my emails, and I write an email pretty darn close to the way it would if I wrote a letter. Now, if you and I are back and forth a few times, you know, you and I are good friends, and I might just say, yeah, I'll be there next time. I'll be there at 5 or whatever. You know, if I don't text you, and I might not say, dear Sarah, sincerely or whatever. But otherwise I do. I mean, I take the time to make it look like a letter, like if it were a letter.
It needs to be effective communication.
And I read it. I read it more than once. And if it's really important, I sleep on it overnight.
Well, yeah, I almost have to try harder digitally, because when you have rich, full language, you understand all the implications and subtleties of what's being said. When you're face to face, you see the, you know, facial recognition and body language, so you can feel it. That the shorthand, there's so many misunderstandings. I got an email this morning, no joke. I was scheduling a dinner, a big group of people dinner, just being nice because we're all going to go to a concert together. So I scheduled a place, and I get this email about these two people can come to your dinner. Well, it's not my dinner; it's ours. Right? So. And I'm going, okay, do I read into that? Do I not read into it? It's just the funniness of their language. So you need to try extra hard. And we interviewed Daniel Post-Senning, so you know the Emily Post Institute.
Yeah.
So who knows etiquette better than anybody?
Right.
And you literally, when you're writing these things, need to imagine you're talking to the person and will they understand it versus a quick shorthand.
Also, I think you should take a little bit of a gauge of your level of passion about the issue, your level of whatever energy about the issue, because oftentimes I'll write something out and then I'll go back and soften it. You know what I mean? My first words out got it off my chest. And then I go back and say, okay, this is how I really want them to hear it. What do you think?
It's one of those, write the letter and put it in your drawer overnight.
Yeah,
well,
I do that all the time.
You know, none of that social media has made people, somehow even the most timid people, think it's okay to post the rudest things online.
Yeah.
And they would never. There's this woman that I know, world's nicest person. She's all about helping people put positive intent. And the stuff that she posts about, you know, things that she's passionate about and people she's passionate against, I'm shocked. In person, that woman would never, ever say things like that. And yet online, people feel freedom to speak. Well, if you wouldn't say it to your mother and you wouldn't feel proud saying it to someone's face, don't go posting it online.
Antonia Vandermeer, one of your writers, wrote this piece for them folks. And your editor, I guess. She's your editor?
She's our editor. Bottom line, personal editor.
Yeah.
She's great.
Beautiful, beautiful picture here of her, too, by the way. But I love what she said about what you just said. What would your mother want to see this? That's hilarious.
Yeah. would you kiss your mother with that mouth, right?
Yeah.
Would you write that note to your mother?
Yeah, exactly. She smacked your mouth for saying that. And get away.
But we forget this. We've forgotten about basic civility.
Folks,
it's important. It's creating anxiety and stress.
If it's important and you have time and you're concerned, you want to make sure, not even concerned, you just want to make sure it's received properly the way you want to say it, sleep on it. You know what I do? I send it to myself. I put my name in it, send it to myself, and I read it the next morning. Quick break. Right back with Sarah Heiner. Bottom Line Personal is the company. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.